Okay, so in many scenarios, or usually the case will be that a person has either set aside or at least a forecast. We all are pretty much familiar with our general financial state, and one can project going forwards exactly, or not exactly, but roughly a picture of how much sukkah one will get out over the course of the year. Now we have these funds, which we have, we're project to have, and we would like to get them out to sukkah. How does one go about with priorities and getting them out? Who does it go to first? Who does it go to second? Unfortunately, the answer all too often is whoever pulls the hardest gets the most. But Lamaisa and Halacha, there are clear priorities that the Torah lays out and says this comes first, this comes second. Not all the causes are equal, and not all people, even if the causes are the same, but the people in the relationship to us may not be equal either, and therefore there are clear priorities. Just, really should go without saying, but unfortunately, I've heard this quoted quite a few times. There's a bit of a misquoted truth from Ramayisha, where everyone said, people have said this over, and I've heard this a few times, where they say that the entire concept of priorities in Tzedakah is only for Gabayit Tzedakah. When it comes to an individual, it's given kirtzayin ish v'ish, as you know, you have the wherever your heart desires, that's where you give it to. If you ever hear such a tshuva, madal ba'alma, if you look at Ramayisha carefully, it's not what Ramayisha says. The halakha is very clear in Shulchan Aruch, it's not speaking to a gabbai, it's speaking to an individual, and there are priorities given to an individual. There are separate priorities for a gabbai, but some things are clearly said for an individual. Ramayisha merely seems to say that if people are in general, generally equal in the relationship to you, if you have two people who are both, let's say, ani ircha, and you're not sure, you know, some are more needy and some are very needy and some are very, very needy, you don't have to be medactic in which one has a greater need within the, you know, the same sphere, but it's not have to be medactic which ani one can choose which ani one wants. One has latitude, a lot of latitude, to pick different aniim within those parameters. But generally, to completely ignore the Shulchan Aruch, Ramayisha never said, Ramayisha never intended to say, and like I said, I'm not only saying this because often, quote, I've heard it quoted a number of times, again, incorrectly. What are the basic parameters? Basically, the outline is as follows. The Pasuk says, Ki yivcha evyoi me'achad achecha, v'achad sharecha ba'artzecha. The Pasuk talks about having four people. It says, the first thing, instead of just saying when you have a poor person that you encounter, the pasuk goes on and says when you have a poor person who is one of your brothers, who lives within your gates, in your land, the land that Hashem gives you. The pasuk goes to great lengths to elaborate on these aniyim. The pasuk very well could have just said any aniyu approaches you, you should help him out. From there, the sifri derives and we pass in halacha that in tzedakah there's a local halacha in tzedakah. There's a very clear sequence. The first level, the first priority is achicha, your brother. Your family comes first. Tzedakah starts with your personal family, and there are levels within your family, but your family comes before anyone else in the world. There are levels how far family goes, how distant, but family always takes priority. Beyond that, b'chad sharecha is ani yircha. Your city comes first. After you move beyond family, your obligation to give tzedakah is clearly to the aniyim of your own city. The place can take this beyond city, and they say that your neighborhood, you know, depending where you live, in New York may be harder to have distinct communities. Here, perhaps, in Montreal, we have more distinct communities, but where you have a distinct sub-community within the broader Jewish community, your obligation is to your own personal community first. Again, this is halacha kavua in Shulchan Aruch. The next scenario would be ba'artzecha. Artzecha refers to Eretz Yisrael. Aniyei Eretz Yisrael come third on the line. And then comes aniyei, the rest of the pasuk is simarbe, aniyim in any other city in the world. Therefore, if two aniyim would come to you, one is aniyei Eretz Yisrael, and one is an ani from Oklahoma, you'd have to go to aniyei Eretz Yisrael first. But again, if you had someone from Montreal, that would definitely take priority first. Again, someone in Montreal, but not in your immediate neighborhood, would still be called an ircha, but not at the same level as somebody in your local neighborhood. These halachas are set, again, very clear. Family, your city, Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of the world. And a lot of subcategories where it breaks down to other things, but one thing to point out, which applies to all categories, what does this mean? Do I have to give all my money to my family? Do I have to give all my money to every level before I go to the next level? So the Shulchan and the Chasam Sefer point out it's an impossibility, because if, you know, practically speaking, none of us have that much money that we could, you know, totally cover the expenses of any given set of aniyim. So if we were all to focus only on aniyei ircha, it would come out that an aniyim from a different city would totally starve, unless he had enough in his own city. It's not practical. It's impossible, Torah would tell you, to support four sets of aniyim and cover all of them. And if you don't, if you completely cover the first before moving to the second would starve. So the idea here is that the Chasam and the Shulchan say it's impossible to give an absolutely factually clear hagdara. But the concept is one has to give attention and precedence and take care of the first group first. You have to be metabol with the first group first. You don't have to cover them totally, but you have to take care of their needs. Once you've paid attention to them and you've done what you can for them, you can move on, leave over to the next group too. Even by family, though, those Paiskim would say one shouldn't give more than half of all one's tzedakah. Not that Nalacha is this, but there is a concept the Chasam Sefer says not to give more than half to your immediate family. But again, the idea is the first people to pay attention to, and the first people you're going to tattle with, and to make a difference to, are the closest ones, and then you move on to the other ones and take care of them as well.